say it, but others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bend your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are blending seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the prime. Hip-hop ain't there, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
You are now listening to Microphone Masters.
You are listening to Microphone Masters radio show on dubcnn.com. I am Jay Love, and beside me is the one and only Blaze Rock. What is good, sir?
Hey, man, I'm just chilling in the wonderful, greatest, super-duper, off-the-chain city in the United States, you know, Phoenix, Arizona. Just looking outside at the Haboob action, you know what I'm saying?
And Haboob, for those of you that don't know, we live in, obviously, Phoenix, like Blaze said, and this is that time of year where it's the monsoon, and at the drop of a hat, we could get severe dust storms, or we could have rain, pour down of rain for 30 minutes, and then the sun comes out and it dries it up in 2-3 minutes. So this is, and like you said, two or three years ago, all of a sudden they start calling them Haboobs.
Haboobs, yeah,
and
man,
I didn't know what the heck that was all about. But
I remember the first time I heard it, I had to look it up online. I was like, Haboob? I'm thinking maybe I just didn't know something. Or, like, what the heck is a Haboob, you know? But in truth, the worst part is Haboob in Arabic actually means dust storm. So I was like, here we go, trying to be fancy, as always. Just call the dang thing a dust storm, because that's all I ever called it when I was, you know, when I was little. So, I mean, I don't know.
Hey, dust devils, dust storms, all that good stuff.
Yeah, man.
So, we have a Haboob of a show for you, a dust storm. We got some torrential downpours and rhymes and beats and all that stuff. It's a conversation.
That was a lot of weather hyperbole right there, bro.
Yeah, I thought it was.
You was beasting it right there, you know what I'm saying? Man. Man, we need to get the hip hop weather show going on that right there. Now I'm saying,
we got a couple tracks. I don't know if you saw the track list for this week's show already, Blaze, but Arrested Development has a song that I got starting off the show with.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cool little joint. You know, I'm not opposed to. I don't listen. I don't like say to my kids, hey kids, these are all things hip hop. Let me play you the Ice Cube Kill That Will album, and let me play you a little bit of Arrested Development. But this song, I happen to listen to it, and I think it's kind of cool. So we're going to get into a couple tracks. Arrested Development is called Living, and then Cool Nuts called Black Music. So Arrested Development and Cool Nuts. And then we're going to get into something. I want to get Blaze's thoughts on the economy as it relates to some cities in the United States. And we have, just to set the table, we got an interview with an MC from around the Phoenix Waste. His name is Atlas. And also... A legend by the name of King T. We'll get into that a little bit later. But Arrested Development, Cool Nuts. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
You are now listening to Microphone Masters.
Performing for a crowd to be dating me as they jam and rate me for who I was and not rate me for who I am. The lessons that we had was like 20 years in the past. The peeps within the U.S. they thinking that was our best and our success was just a fact. 3 hits, about all we had, despite it, we don't get mad and instead we just change the status. Every show, every CD, making the doubters think again. Hurricane when we came in, living like sink or swimming. We swimming since the beginning, the coverage was all on them. But we kept stroking our own way, not lovers of every trend. So
you are now listening to
stronger, healthier, live longer, win against the grain, just like people that's low carbon. So we doing it, live and direct. You feel how true we is, eyewitnesses to the beauty of life. Music is Arrested Development, powerful. We influence the music and revolution until we see more solutions. Everybody shake your head, shake out the devil now, Lazarus, raising the dead, come out the tombs, child, we're alive now, we're alive now, we're alive now, live it.
Every day I rise.
gangsters talk about dying and crack cocaine in the violence. The station saturated with it, the more our music be thriving. People compare and contrast, whatever our beat lacks is made up by the mere fact we're the only other option. Seems like I'm an alien, 40 plus years and up, 45 is something real if the presents say they don't want. So the present don't really get my presence in all my points. How I think, work, play it, and live it with aching joints. They acting like I'm dumb, including my only son, he's 16, acting like that he's going a 61. It's like as if hype equals might and wisdom. He smirks like he knows what I'ma say before I'm done. He just wants to have fun, wanna eat, wanna lay, wanna shop, wanna look a certain way, wanna chill. You wanna stop that craziness. Who in this generation is raised up with pure laziness? Am I further dating us? I know it. They wanna put in their headphones, escape from the world. They wanna get up on their cell phone and relate with little girls. I can dig it to about 5 feet, 11 inches, but the last inch is where my digging stops. I don't do ditches. I won't put you to death. I brought your life through my sperm and my music. Yeah, I brought it twice. Are we doing it live and direct? You feel how true he is. Eyewitnesses to the beauty of life. Music is arrested development. Powerful. We influence the music and revolution until we see more solutions. Hey. So we doing it live and direct. You feel how true we is. Eyewitnesses to the beauty of life. Music is arrested development. Powerful. We influence the music and revolution until we see more solutions. Hey, everybody, shake your head. Shake out the devil now. Lazarus, raising the dead. Come out the tombs, child. We're alive now. We're alive now. We're alive now. Live it.
Every day I rise on a mission. Please forgive me if I mess up.
Yo. The heart, the pulse, the blood, the plasma. This is black music, inhaler to your asthma. Collard greens, sheen to the afro. Sound of the pavement, this is so special. The fist, the power, the red, black, and green. Chitlins in the kitchen, Marvin Gaye listening. It echoes through the streets, it's ringing in your ears. The mountains, the valleys, the back streets, the alleys. This is my music, the pews to the pulpits. The mosques, the Muslims, the Sundays, the Baptists. Plastic on the sofa, Newports and reefer. The rattle of the trunk, the decibels, the meter. The culture, the style, it's Luther and Aretha. The theme of the ghetto, and this is the feature. It's burst from the stoops, the concrete jungles. A fist in the air, it's the sound of the struggle.
Black news, black news, black news, black news. He black, he black, she black, she black, we black, we black news, black news, black news, black news, black news. He black, he black, she black, she black, we black, we black news.
It's the music of Obama, appalling to the Clintons. This is black music, amazing invention. The themes of the brothers that walk a death sentence. The voice of revolution, dirty pigs at the precinct. The dime moves flaming, the Crips keep banging. Disciples and vice lords, Africans, Jamaicans. Crenshaw and Slauson, the central, the bottoms. The southeast, Diego, to Brooklyn, the projects. The joints on Saturday, the fresh white tees. The Kufis, dashikis, spoken word weeklies. And this is James Brown, it's power to the people. I'm black and I'm proud. How could it be evil? The long country roads, the all-star weekend. Atlanta in the 90s, the rumors about Freakney. American Pimp, the Bay, the Village. It's Frisco, Vallejo, the Turks full of killers.
Black news, black news, black news, black news. He black, he black, she black, she black, we black, we black news. Black news. We black news.
agony, slavery to change. 2008, it still ain't changed. Black president, get black money. The Walkman, the X-Clan, this is Public Enemy. Brand Nubian, it's Cornel West. It's family reunions, it's black intellect. Swap meets fried chicken, colors of Kwanzaa. They try to save the hood, the house of Emoja. Good times, it's boys in the hood. It's menace to society, Tupac and Biggie. AIDS in the community, death of Eazy-E. It's black folks in Portland, I'm just being me. This is just a portion, some brief insight. A few things I love my entire black life.
Black news. Black news, black news, black news. He black, she black, we black music. Black news, black news, black news, black news. He black, she black, we black music.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Hey, wait a second. Before we go into the topic of this particular segment, gotta say, no matter how many times I hear Cool Nuts as a show, I mean as a group name, there's two things that I think of. A, Corn Nuts. B, who thinks to call themselves Cool Nuts? I mean, Beat Nuts was one thing, right?
Right, right.
But Cool Nuts just sounds, that just sounds not cool. Like, right. Yeah, we're the Cool Nuts. Yeah. You know what I mean, homie? It just feels like it's going to be mad, I mean, just super corny. Like nerd with the high waters corny. Like, we're the Cool Nuts, dude. I don't be feeling that right there. I was my mad rapper. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you've heard of this character. I've never heard his music, so I can't say whether he's good or not. Right. There's a dude rapping who has just inked a management deal with Roc Nation, and his name is Casey Veggies.
Yes. Okay. I've.
What?
On.
And I'm like, seriously? Like you really are about to put that like on an album and say, buy my record? I'm Casey Veggies. The first time I saw Casey Veggies on something, I'm thinking it was like a public service announcement or something. Like you had the little broccoli dude rapping or something like that. I'm thinking he about to be speaking to the kids. And I'm like, you're like a real rapper calling yourself Casey Veggies?
Yeah.
I mean, what we going to have next? We're going to have Johnny Lime or something? Come on, dude. We're getting
you're throwing
stupid.
Out ideas.
I know somebody's gonna get hot off of that. That's trademark. I need a cut, you know, 2%. I don't need a manager's fee. Just a little bit of finder information. But yeah, I don't understand right now. Right now, we got a whole bunch of people with some old goofy rap names and whatnot. Yeah.
I always thought, and this is just getting me up. I was mad when I first heard Keith Murray and his name. I said, Keith Murray, why didn't I? Or Eric Sermon. Why didn't I think
to use my regular name?
So simple.
Right.
So simple, and sometimes it's right in front of your face, and you just can't see it. So then if you do it, then you sound like a cheesy dude. What's your name? My name's Javon Adams. All right, dude.
You
so
are
really,
now listening
Eric Sermon,
to microphone
Don Kennedy.
Monsters.
I mean, who are you? So.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you said Dom Kennedy, and I got a problem with that. Okay. No, I'm not. Not a problem. Let me not say it that way.
Okay.
Let me say two things. I know we have Dom. We got a little Dom Kennedy coming up in a little bit. But does it ever trip you out how much he sounds like Lil Wayne?
I will agree to that. And the thing is, when I was going through listening to some stuff from the Yellow album that he just released, that he recently
dropped,
released, I had to go through a lot of songs because there were some that really just weren't. I didn't think they were tight. They just weren't good.
Yeah,
to find some stuff that was more palatable and this is the one that we play later on, is one of those tracks. But I agree with you. He's
kind of.
What do they say when somebody's when there's a good white point guard? They say he's a poor man's.
He's a poor man, such and such.
He's a poor man's Lil Wayne.
He's like, but he's like a poor man's broke man's Lil Wayne. Like, I mean, you got poor and then you got broke. He's like a broke Lil Wayne, even though he's not a bad MC or nothing. He's just terrible. Like, which I guess that doesn't even, I guess that don't even make sense, but he's just bad. And there's like, there's a point where you feel like he could turn the corner and actually be all right, but he's just bad all the way around. Then I don't know.
Yeah, I think he has. It's one of, I'll use the sports analogy. He's like that athlete that you see that has a good game in basketball, whatever. And then you say, yes, that's the potential that I see. But then they fall back on what they're used to doing and their bad habits. And I think that's a lot of what I hear from Dom Kennedy. Because Rich Nix, when I was out there for his wedding a couple of months ago, he said, hey, Jay, have you heard that Dom Kennedy? And I said, well, no. And he started playing, I said, okay. But you know, that's how it goes. So I want to get into this is one of those episodes where it might be a little bit less of us and more of our guests. So we're going to get into a couple of conversations, one with that coming up in just a second. I'll introduce that when we come back. But I want to play a couple joints. One is from Eviton. It's Native. It's Drez and Jovi from Black Man Walking the Wire. And then J-Love featuring Atlas is called Unprecedented. And then Atlas is by Slang Legend King. And then we're going to come back on and the Atlas conversation. So Eviton, J-Love, and Atlas, you're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCN.com.
Yes,
for ourselves, we all seeing Sadat's a black sheep and I'm a brand new being. And doing is being. Tell me, do you believe in maximum effort? We forever overachieving. Tighten the rope, feel the flight of the dope. Light it and smoke, sip it, chug it and choke. Going for broke, in my heart I still sell. Scorch the land with the plan, every man will tell. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it.
Sounds rugged and raw, got rhymes galore.
Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it.
Out.
Speak to your fans.
I was the black sheep, the first guy born was a black sheep. Girl called me a black creep way back. Father said stay black, forces, taxes, of course. Jumped to a black bull, emerged as a black Jew. Engine number 9 was fine, mother had swine. Told wife, yo, you can't make me bacon. Syndicated indicated that we wouldn't sell. But that ain't rock for me and Dres and Will Tell. Heard you got the fever for the flavor. I don't get along with my neighbors, they crabs. This shit's up for grabs. OGs, old bleeds, we still do dates. Leave it to the fates, we trying. Dudes ain't buying, they thieves. Kill it, we in breeds. No hate, we just trying to pass for our rate. That's fine, that's fine.
Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it.
Sounds rugged and raw, got rhymes galore.
Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it.
Okay, one, two, three, four.
Walk for a second, nigga, feel my energy. Witness dirty skills in a pure delivery. Camouflage on stage, you can't see me with them lights all on. And I'm looking all shimmery. You know what? I should get an award. Like, Mr. Most Likely to Never Leave You Bored. Or, wait, Comeback MC of the Century. Riddled with intrigue, wrapped in mystery. Do you know your history? Nope, well, me either. But I bet you know about 30 different strands of reefer. I've traveled dusty roads, evidence of my fingers. Even when my voice stops, memories still linger. Construct rhymes like Kaiser Sose spins tales. Even thugged out niggas give me digital sales. Doc, Roby Dres, hard as shit you can sell. Heaven only knows and time will tell.
Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it.
Sounds rugged and raw, got rhymes galore.
Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swinging, so bring it.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, look to the corner on your left. There stands Javon Adams with the pen is so adept. Not the champion yet, but with these passing mic check, leaves opponents in his way. Clap your hands for heaven's sake. Thanks for the applause.
Got tired of waiting on labels that don't write or won't call. I'm bouncing off the wall, overflowing with potential. Always knew I could put it down on something that's monumental.
It's the return of the smooth nigga with the street mentality. We live by one rule, nothing comes before money, except perhaps God. But I promise before God that I refuse to let you invade my yard. A man is very dangerous when pride's involved. Imagine my anger, I've been shitted on. This is for everyone that ever slept. This is not revenge, Holmes, it's punishment.
Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before drop the beat, check the flow. Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before I'm in effect, now you know. Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before drop the beat, check the flow. Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before I'm in effect, now you know. To decide the path of least resistance or the one on the ride. The one on the ride had integrity and pride. I quickly chose the latter, then dip off on my ride. I slipped, I walked, I fell. Steadfast in the belief that I had a story to tell. The soothsayers, who gets the spins up in your ride, player? I used to love her, Alice, now I just might.
Someone needs to save the game, believe the game needs me. The thug rhetoric aesthetic is gone crazy. We all had hard times, my life ain't been easy. Another black child that never knew his daddy. If I wanted a father figure, had to watch Bill Cosby. But I was chasing them dreams, had no time for TV. Hope is a luxury I couldn't afford. It was either get that money, my nigga, or I would starve.
Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before drop the beat, check the flow. Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before I'm in effect, now you know. Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before drop the beat, check the flow. Unprecedented, never seen, never heard before. I'm in effect. Now you know. ATLLAS. When the pocket breaks down, resort to what you do best.
We unprecedented. The pen is my apprentice. Making love to the paper every time I write a sentence. These niggas is wrestlers. Trapped inside the matrix. Smile, you're on camera. You all are actors.
Crime facts. Cause when the weed is from the chaff, we represent the tall concrete bubble and boil. The plans get full. And it's curses again. I'm out to win the fight, just me and my trusty pen.
I feel like a hunter when his prey is cold. The only reason that I write is to trap my thoughts.
I swallowed the key, locked them behind the vault, and carry my umbrella for those that's throwing salt.
Goddamn haters, you only excite me. The reason that I rap is cause you don't like me.
Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before drop the beat, check the flow. Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before I'm in effect, now you know. Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before drop the beat, check the flow. Unprecedented, never seen, never heard. Before I'm in effect, now you know.
You done got a couple love bitches calling your name a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You the motherfucking man, now you the king. Who the fuck died made you king, dog?
Let me explain.
Career saved died before my eyes. This for those who tried and didn't succeed through me. Live your life.
I brought pride to Arizona.
We Phoenix niggas. The heart of Maryvale still beats inside us. If you with me, then throw up your A's. The storm's just begun. Here comes the rain. Niggas didn't want it, so I took the throne. With this bitch on my shoulders, bring us home.
I apologize to my lady.
Baby, I'm sorry. Right now, my love has to be shared with the city. I know it's so crazy, but just stick with me at this moment right here, my niggas.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I don't know, for some reason I just had this, I was going through some pictures and my wife was over my shoulder looking crazy like that, so we're going to get into that conversation in a second, but I was, came across the shows that we used to do out here in Phoenix. Remember when we used to do the Ninos con, what was it?
Ninos con pistolas!
Pistolas, we got to do that. The climate has changed in terms of people, the way that they support, they were shaving then and now they're still kind of sporadic, but
they're still shaving.
You managed to have some really successful, you know, shows back then, so.
Yeah, but you know what though, you gotta take into account, because of course memory always shears off certain parts of it, but we had to do a lot.
Yes,
a lot of work and a lot of, for a long time in order to make all those events work. And it was also a combination of being with a group of like-minded individuals to make it into something, you know, something worthwhile. I don't have the confidence you have about the hip-hop scene here in our lovely city, because ultimately we are faced with more constraints and more people with less opportunities. You have less venues. A lot of the venues that we used to frequent back then don't even exist, for what it's worth. You know, the places that we've done the Nino shows, those places don't exist anymore. Some of the places that at that time worked with hip-hop acts no longer work with hip-hop acts or no longer exist. There's a competition for the very few venues that are still available, and sometimes those venues can be sort of exclusive to a particular brand or who they know and all that. And I'll be honest with you, I'm either too old or too uninterested to put that much effort into something that doesn't actually result in some kind of tangible reward. I know that sounds shady. That sounds shady when you think about it, because that's like, it almost spits in the face of what hip-hop is and all, you know, like people say that, but I'm like, whatever with that, you know? I would love to be able to see our area grow and flex into something nicer, but it hadn't happened yet.
And so speaking of that, and the scene, to a conversation that I had with Atlas just the other day.
Yeah.
Just thinking of, Atlas is one of those dudes that's been around since, you know, we were doing it
forever,
years ago, and he's been putting in work. And so he had a single that was a successful single that was played out here on the radio. And it's, for some reason, I just thought about that process and how he dealt with that, and how he was or was not maybe able to capitalize on the success of that regional single, and what his thoughts on social media. So here's a conversation that I had with Atlas, and then we're going to get into some songs by Dom Kennedy called Lately, King T, Do You Remember Me, and Mask called So Hard. So here's a conversation that I had with Atlas. So
yeah.
This is the Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Somebody that's around my way, dude, by the name of Atlas, talented dude. Yo, Atlas, it's good to catch up with you, man. How you been?
Yeah, love, man. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you tonight.
Yeah, it's all good, man. You know how we do it. Got to make it it's a long time coming. But I wanted to get into what you got going on now. But I also wanted to talk to you because I was thinking the other day, and it made me think of you when they say, because you had a few years ago, you had a song that was very much on the radio out here. And it's not, and this question isn't specific to Phoenix, but I want to talk about when you have a song that catches on, and the pressure that you might feel to really take that song and run with it, and what you feel to be able to do to put a project around it. Talk about that when a song catches on, and the next step in having a plan together to be able to capitalize on it.
Yeah, you know, that's the trick to it, because sometimes a song catches on and you're not even really ready for it to catch on, you know, and it catches you off guard. Yeah. And you often see a lot of, like, mainstream artists go through that to where, you know, they'll throw a single out and their album isn't even ready, you know. And the fortunate thing that I had on my side is that my album was really ready already when the single actually caught on and when people started listening to it, you know. So I was prepared. So musically I was prepared, but organizationally I would say I wasn't as prepared, you know, because you got to have your team in place.
You are now. You got to really be able to have
the right staff working with you and the right folks around to help you really seize that moment and capitalize on it. And so, even though I was prepared musically, I had some catching up to do organizationally and really putting the team together. So, in regards to strategy, in the ideal scenario, you'd want to have that album ready or close to completion.
Yeah.
Before you really start putting that single out there. But at the same time as you're finishing the album, you also have to be thinking about your team and who's going to really help you push that album. And if this single does catch on, what are your next steps? Somebody that can help you start booking those shows, and right. somebody who's ready to start helping you line up radio interviews. You know, like early on, I was doing all of that stuff myself. You know, and it was tough. I felt like I was able to get a lot done, but I really needed a strong team around, and then that moment would have been amplified even more if I would have had that.
Okay. And, you know, Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com with Atlas. Now, I wanted to ask you as well, because you've taken advantage of social media in the sense of, I know that on YouTube you had a lot of kind of videos that were on there and really taking advantage of and kind of displaying your acting chops. And I want to go into some stuff that you've done in theater as well. But talk about being able to use social media and what have you learned throughout the process incorporating social media to raise awareness for yourself?
You know, the thing that I learned is, first of all, social media is the way of the world. That's like, in order to have any successful campaign now, you have to have an online presence. And the thing that I really learned, I used to take the online promotion for granted. You know, like for a lot of us cats that were really doing it before the internet really was the primary focus. You know, I wouldn't really mess with a computer. I wasn't really on computers like that.
Yeah.
But the thing that I learned is that online fan base translates into a real world fan base.
Okay. You
know? And in order, and so it's worthwhile to devote time to utilizing that medium, because these cats start sharing your music. You know, they're downloading it, they're listening to it, they're passing it to their friends, and then there's going to be a demand to want to see you live. So they see you online, they've seen that, but now they want to see you live. And then that's how that online audience translates into the real world. So now there's a demand. They really want to see you perform. They're calling promoters about you. And it works. It's a very effective medium. And you see cats now that are blowing up completely off of how well they were able to promote themselves online. And it's a great way to promote to many people in one shot, opposed to how we used to do it back in the day when you had to be out in the streets, and it was so much more hand to hand, and you know, with flyers and CDs and all that kind of stuff.
I grew up sandwiched up between my older sister and my youngest one, Danica. I didn't have plans for much, just lamping up and used to confuse nice things with fancy stuff. I'm a back in the day nigga. I'm a Westside Crenshaw official LA nigga. Money still don't make me. You don't wanna see a nigga pull out all safety. Your girl still wanna date me. She wanna hit the mall, I'm here, come take me. Tell her just don't rape me. Bust a nut, give a dap, tell her get home safely.
Lately, when I roll up, heads turn my tops up. Lately, niggas don't really want no problems. We make all the girls strip at the pool party. Summertime. Talking about lately, I'm reppin' that lately, that's what I'm talking about.
I've been up, but it don't mean much. What's the good of being on when your whole fucking team's stuck? I'm trying to help lift their dreams up. I'm not happy in the playoffs. I'm trying to pick some rings up. When life's hard, get harder. Think big, think smarter. Be a boy, be a man, be a martyr. I used to catch a game with my father, yeah. And now I catch planes to Chicago, A nigga felt the pain of the bottom, yeah. And now I chop game up in Harlem, Two gold chains, what's the problem, yeah. A nigga work hard, so I got him, yeah. Them Jordans go hard, so I got him, That nigga seen mine, then he got him. So in us, we trust, hoes down, G's up. Spend money, re-up, school days, free lunch. Never quit, keep up, gotta hit the weed once. Sky high, reach up, we don't like police much. Teach us, God bless, peace,
Lately, when I roll up, heads turn my tops up. Lately, niggas don't really want no problems. We make all the girls strip at the pool party. Summertime, talk about it.
top. In us, we trust. Hoes down, G's up. Spend money, re up. School days, free lunch. Never quit, keep up. Gotta hit the weed once. Sky high, reach up. We don't like police much. One nation, teach us. God bless, peace up. Put your peace up.
You are now listening to Microphone Masters.
Nothing can save you. I'm flying in that peak car, smiling at haters. Scoop this little scrape to the beat. The homie Hump told me she a freak. Own hood, I trick a little bit when it's good, and still leave that hoe where she stood.
This
hit the track, that bitch
will
make a stack and bring it to me. And I ain't no pimp, I'm King Tookie. I'm worldwide, doing about 100 on the 5. She like that, drop her off, I'll be right back. Trying to hit that next function. I hop on my hog so they hear me when I'm coming. Man, I wish my nigga Spade was alive. This shit ain't been the same since the Mixmaster died. And no disrespect when I'm spitting. I die for the hub and my family from Kitchen.
Club City out there, still rapping like OG's rocking. Like baby soda to cocaine rocking. Still banging in your trunk, I'm in. You remember.
You know I'm a hoe. Break a bitch off, best frame in my dough. A real nice with the fist. Compton regulators break it down like this. Boys in the hood, herbs so good. Somebody's out of bounds, niggas wish they would. We hub C-Bill, frowns in the towns means caps get killed. Peel me off stack, still, I'm guaranteed to rock track. You fucking with a stone crook, a couple rap bitches reaching in their pocketbook. Took a look over your shoulder, conscious back chair, the hood's colder. A little older, but wise with slang. Now bitch, act the fool, cause it damn show bang, come on.
Club City Compton, still rapping like OG's rocking. Like baby soda to cocaine rocking. Still banging in your trunk, I'm in. And I'm in. Remember,
I'm peppin' to the wood, the cutter, bitches know the slogan. Up City Compton, I'm really trailin' knowin'. Lights off, drive-by, boys in the hood. A real 80s baby plottin' up to no good. Pourin' red pits, swabbin' no Michael Vick. Alcoholic like tea, bangin' at your own wrist. Spell drive-by music, got me on some minute shit. G, homie, double back,
make sure you finish it.
Spit killer synthesis, no tatted tears. I done took 6 shots, shook the wheelchair, nigga. I remember a whole lot. Trap and learn how to tuck and flush in the dope spot. Nigga, I take niggas back like the OGs. Talking from the Parks Ave, gangsta hustle, the big homies blocking. Big have to do it, I'm young and entrepreneuring. It's counting four ways, y'all can hear it in the music.
Club City Compton, still rapping like OGs rocking. Like baking soda to cocaine rocking. Still banging in your trunk, I'm in. And I'm in. Remember, do you remember?
Guarantee you ain't see nothing like this. Tell PDs like Mr. Lee Spike this. I'm a performer and a writer. In the studio pulling all-nighters. I swear to God I do it for the life. So close your eyes, it's like I'm sitting right beside ya. I'm a breath of fresh air to rap. You gon' be an MC if you scared to rap. I MC like Bree, MC like Ace. This MC tote hammers, MCs get eight. Baby, that ain't swag, that's the gas face. Face sideways, looking like taste. Oh, you in the wrong drag race. And still can't help but come in last place. Mass baby, Scott Knox and Money B. I'm floating like a butterfly, he buzz like a bumblebee. No experience is needed to humble me. I'm a product to free lunch program and puff and treat. Give an inch, you want a couple feet. And hope old girl make my toes curl once a week. But then it was crack of cheese and liverwurst. Or church every week, same linen shirt. So I turn my living room to a dinner work. Now I'm running through cases of spades and my liver hurt. Do dumb like might buy gum, tip the clerk. Drop ashes on my white tee, switch my shirt. Cause I'm with a chick, they wanna say I'm soft. But I don't take no days off. She,
I know you have $1 million dreams.
Your boys do $1 million thing.
I go so,
I go so,
I go so.
In the spot,
I go so,
I go so,
I go so, hey.
Let's just say you kick it with me and SK. You see, you hella ass and press day. Saying, oh lord, you go so hard. Shuffle my whole deck, never find a card. I bow guard like Humphrey at the bar. You like it raw, come see it. They looking at money be sideways when he smirk. That's why his breath smell like your bitch when it burnt. She reciprocated the king of the 6'9". I'm a crowded hospital. I got sick lines and I get mine. Plus I plotted yours so I have no time for these rotten. How I look in front of the club battle rapping. That'll happen. Cattle crapping. I grind like prime playing slow jam. So concrete, yeah, I go ham.
I know you have $1 million dreams.
Your boys do $1 million thing.
I go so,
I go so,
I go so,
I go so.
This is for my on the block.
Late night pumping in the spot.
I go so,
I go so,
I go so.
You are now listening to Microphone Masters.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DougCNN.com. So, now, Blaze, I don't know if you are a fan of King T, like I'm a fan of King T. And I was able to have a conversation with him just the other day, and I wanted to bring a snippet of this because it's for the DougCNN.com side. And I wanted to bring a snippet of it to Microphone Masters Radio. But one of my favorite albums of King T is his Trifling album. And probably because he has that song called Drunk Technique that's on there, because, you know, I'm an alcoholic and all that stuff. Even though I haven't had a drink for 3 weeks, not because I'm on the wagon, just because I want to prove to myself that I could. So I'm not missing anything. So you're right. But I asked him in this part that we're going to bring to you, what is your favorite album to date? And it's interesting what his reply was. And then when we come back, I'm going to ask you kind of, you know, maybe your thoughts on some of that, or maybe go into something else. But here's something on from King T about what his favorite album is to date. And then we're going to go into some songs from Parallel called California Mind State, C Plus, Turn the City Out, and Architect featuring Stack Quo and Prime Meridian. So
this is
the Thy Kingdom Come album.
Okay.
That I did with Dre. It was like, I feel it was some of my best material I ever did because, you know, the work I did with DJ Kool on Act the Fool, Trifling album, At Your Own Risk, you know, it was classic to me. I was young and all that, but when you come under a situation to where, you know, like everything is like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, if every beat this nigga was pulling up, I wanted to drop something on. And you know, we came up with a lot of cool shit. And plus, I was a big fan of Dr. Dre. You know, we've been friends for a long time, and the nigga made classics, and I always wanted to work with him. And it was a blessing that I got to get in there for a few years and mess with him.
Yeah.
So that album was, it was the best to me. And you know, I was very amped about it, and it was my best work, and I should have stayed and been patient with Dre and just map it out and put it together like he wanted to put it up, you know, but being, you know, at that time, not being properly advised, and being just, you know, my ego and just being real excited for what I had, and You know the reputation of Dr. Dre. If it ain't perfect, it ain't coming out. And I got, you know, wind of that, you'll be shelved, all that. And I shouldn't have listened to that. I should have just stayed there and just put it together, you know. But I asked to be released. And it asked him, could I roll with my masters and things like that. He was weird. He didn't want me to leave, but, you know, it was like, two on a roll, you know. But, and, you know, it was a... that was my best project.
Now, I want to, along those lines, now, it's interesting that you say that. I mean, it's because oftentimes when you hear about Aftermath, you mentioned the artists that kind of get on there, they get shelved. You hear about an artist like a Joel Ortiz or just different artists that maybe come into Aftermath and maybe they don't have that patience. Or, I mean, how difficult is that, though, T? How difficult is that to try to be patient when you have a project that maybe you feel is worthy of people listening and appreciating it?
I mean, if new things that I know now, I mean, you know, if you're brand new, you're novice, you're amateur to this dude. I mean, but
yeah,
this dude, you know, and you, I mean, like I say, you, I wish I would have known about the, you know, having patience and knew about how intricate and like how he's just like he's a genius.
Parallel close and meridian. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, juice town. Shout out to Carlietto. Smoke six. We thought you knew. It's the get down. Juice town to LA. California mind state from SD to the Bay. Pump your fist now and keep your middle finger up. And go tell the DJ to turn that shit up. It's the get down. Juice town to LA. California mind state from SD to the Bay. Pump your fist now and keep your middle finger up. And go tell the DJ to turn that shit up.
We get down on a regular. Parallel straight checking. The microphone's getting wrecking. You can't cope with the pressure of the stress. And it's obvious. Warrior state consciousness. Elegant when we're dropping. This all up in your metropolis, rocking this cause it's natural, factual, not rational. Pivotal position, my mission is so masterful. Indelible legacy, don't be testing my stamina. Incredible recipe with the power to damage ya. Master yourself because that's the true challenger. Worthy opponent for us, not for an amateur. Maximum potential of my senses of perception. The rhythm is essential, go to unthought of dimensions.
See, we come from
you're
a place where it's all hip hop. The DJs play the beats that will knock. The MCs grab the mic and don't stop. The B-boys start to get down to planet rock. The song runs out, then we bust the beatbox. The graph writer's throwing up pieces upon the block. The movement starts right now, enough talk. The rebirth of the renaissance after shock. Some live for the money, the power, the props. When others just feel it in their heart to rip the spot. The music better bump hella loud, why not? Yo, Herrera, tell them to turn it up another notch.
Turn up the music, love freedom before you lose it. My soul keeps leading this legendary movement. Penetrating plagiary, there's nothing left to say to me. Standing with no skills, I admire all your bravery. Rare is just a b-boy if you insist on labeling. Laminated freshness, Harris Kitchen's catering. On the verge of greatness, perfection near a neighboring. The finish line's anxious, my footprints add flavoring. Fathering this vicious, rate of the fictitious. Under supervision, eagle eye from a distance. I come to neutralize all the lies with persistence. Join the enterprise, it's the rise of the resistance.
For instance, I found my place in it. I'm so deep down, I'm in the basement. Snake hair, make your face cement. The one and only parallel, no replacement. Space snare, kick hats, ancient gifts passed down to a sacred list. Break free from an angel's grip and take me to a place to rip. Face it, I'm going home in a spaceship. And rock breaks to bring you back to the basics. Back to the wall, back to the stages. Cause everything is exact, we pinpoint the attack from eight places.
The content man, the subject to come next. My intent to come correct when on deck. No nonsense, we blow up the whole spot. If it gets hot and shit starts to pop off, seconds before the plane steps in the range, my weapon rips through the brain and flesh. Past the veins in your neck, cracking the frame in your chest. Time intercepts life quick, so while you're trying to be fresh, my intellect style sticks like a knife through your vest. Like the blood starts dripping when you fight for your death. There ain't no love lost spitting on the mic for the West. We on a lifelong mission for the mic to be blessed. Yo, up next to deliver the message.
Time to enter the session.
Catch wreck
and release this aggression. Parallel mind states, yo, respect the reflection. West, west, yeah, we keep on repping from the streets. We step into the city we grew up in. Get left in the heat of a second, a risk all that you got, and get down with the mission. It's your decision, given to live it like you envision. Break out of your prison and let's take back the system. making a living, getting higher, rearranging our minds around the signs of the times that keep changing.
Reaching for the stars like the Golden State Rush might get you far, but it won't be enough. MCs acting hard, lacking speech when they bust. With a half-ass set out for the check, sex, and lust. Seek the passion of a fighter who attracts what he desires, leaving negatives like ashes left over after the fire. Put an imprint in your brain of a burden that man made, animated like the politician who promises change. If you're out for self-gain, well that's great, you hold no weight. Stepping up the plate, you're about to set it straight, fall on your face. Better learn your place before your time's up, don't let it waste. It's to get down, so make your move before your final fate.
It's to get down, Juice Town to LA, California mind state, from SD to the Bay. Pump your fist now, and keep your middle finger up, and go tell the DJ to turn that shit up. It's to get down, Juice Town to LA, California mind state, from SD to the Bay. Pump your fist now, and keep your middle finger up, and go tell the DJ to turn that shit up.
This DJ, he gets down.
DJ,
turn this motherfucking shit up.
Listening to Microphone Masters.
On the wrong side of the tracks, my artifacts, tales from the dark side. Criminal minded, my philosophies, 100 miles and running, yelling.
Get rich or die trying, that's a low end theory. The most beautiful this thing ain't cars and jewelry. They saying it's dead, well place your bets. It still lives, it's that quote. Murray and architect,
can remember. Yes.
Ill. Give me 6 minutes, my Dougie will be fresh and on for the show. Slick as Rick, your highness. I'm from the go, the middle, the Midwest, the prime meridian, the high noon, the east and west. And yes, hip hop is the love of my life. I'll probably write a rhyme to propose to my wife.
And I propose to my wife, who used to write the good rhymes. In fact, she still do, and my view is good times. Before them hood crimes, knew about B Street, was walking a thin line, breaking before banging. Five or six, no bloods or crisp. But definitely ran up in the crib line. Had a crush on the groove, no crew trying to kid mine. Wild style, no white lines. All white MJ in his prime. Yes, I remember the time.
I can remember. Yes.
Never stand the same, but it still remain that good old hip-hop. Music in the soul, freestyle or beatbox. Out in the park, blunt, ready to spark. Day or dark, no matter, we keep rapping our heart. Fuck BDS or Billboard chart, this is hood art. Beautiful music, we modern day Mozarts. Right in the future, why the world fall apart. Saving the culture through songs and put it on the art. Like Noah, and now that I'm older, I appreciate hip-hop and I'ma ride cause I'm a soldier.
You are now listening to Microphone Masters.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. So we're about to head out in just a second, but I wanted to, it was interesting what King T said to me in terms of when he mentioned that his favorite album was the one that he did with Dre. And then, and that was, okay, that wasn't so much the interesting part. But when he mentioned he wishes he would have stayed on Aftermath, I thought that was a little interesting because we know the fate of, it's kind of like the microphone graveyard, so to speak, when you think of artists that go to Aftermath and they never see the light of day. And sometimes they wind up getting back on Aftermath, like Joel Ortiz getting signed to a brother that signed to a brother that signed to somebody else and back around the family, so to speak. But it was just interesting that he would say that and wishing he had had a little bit more patience with Dre. And I think if he had had more patience, he still wouldn't have dropped that album.
I don't, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in Dre. So, I mean, anybody who's listened to the show over the last year knows that I usually throw Dre under the bus because I don't see, you know, I mean, there's perfectionism and then there's insanity and then there's just foolishness. And I think we're on the opposite end of the foolishness part of things when it comes to Dre. He's an incredible musician and producer and knowledgeable character and all that and vet and blah, blah, blah. But damn, dude. I agree with you, though. I don't, you know, that when you look at the fact that Kendrick Lamar is about to drop, and you know, it makes you wonder what would have happened or could have happened.
And I want to say this real quick. Thank you to everybody who listens to Microphone Masters Radio Show. I'm not saying that to be cheesy. Hit us up, micmastersradio@gmail.com. Some of you have taken to the forums to DM, to send messages and let either ourselves or Rudd know what you think in terms of maybe some improvements that you can see. And we are open to it. Just because you give these suggestions doesn't mean that we'll take them, but we do listen.
We might tell you to jump off the bridge.
But the fact that you take the time to not only listen, but also to give us your thoughts, that means a lot to us, more than you know. So we appreciate that. And so Blaze and I are always looking for ways to improve the program. So that's what we love doing it. And so we do it, and we hope that we can bring a little bit of knowledge and good conversation to your week or your day, or whatever the case may be. So having said that, we are going to send you out with the joint. It's from a cat by the name of Street Status. It's called Up Loud. It's a little bit of crunk thing, so you might play this with
me. Yeah.
When you out there working out, Blaze, or when you out there taking some cuts with your softball bat and doing your thing and trying to hit them over the fence. So on behalf of Blaze Rock, I'm Jay Love, Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubsCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
This is Microphone Masters with Jay Love and Blaze Rock on DubsCNN.
What you know about me, getting dough about me. Made 100 racks, brought it back overseas. Put it in the bag, when I leave, got a pint of the geese. And I smoke a blown roll of hella trees with your bitch in my ear. She don't care, in the club, she'll bust it on her knees. It's Soldier's World. Made these girls fall in it, come out as a woman with a whole nother entrance. Can't drink it, it ain't no limit. Gotta hear me loud, but you smell me loud. Strength smoking, it ain't no cloud. Young nigga on the road, big wheels on the prowl. Heard you coming for the top, I'ma knock that down. Cause I'm bombing on you niggas' bases. Going on my trunk with no firearms. My target can't be misplaced. Got a heart filled with no hate. And my thoughts can't be misplaced. Lord, these ain't my brothers. Me and pussy can't be related. Turn me up, turn tables. Me and Shizzy saying go, saying here we go. Got a couple hoes ran at Mary Go. And I never been a type that's scared to go. Got a girl and a wife that's weird enough. Never fight, I'ma let life clear it up. Got words, but I just got spared of Dutch. Didn't hit, but I just got cleared the fuck.
Loud,
we blow it
loud,
straight loud,
we
blow it
loud,
so turn me up, so turn me up, all right, DJ, DJ, turn me up, so turn me up, all right, we blow it
loud,
straight
loud,
we blow it
loud, straight loud,
DJ, DJ, turn me up, so turn me up, DJ, turn me up, so turn me up, we blow it
loud.
Big buds, I break them though. Turn me up, my nigga, where's the lie? Shut it down when I'm in this bitch. These broke niggas don't make a sound. I'm so hot, I could touch a cloud. Money so long, it could touch the ground. Cop a pack of that Green Bay, then hit the Super Bowl. Now that's a touchdown. I double the cheese, you better double respect. I cover the fees, you better come with a check. I run with them cheese, that put a gun in your neck. Then bang, bang, and leave a nigga running with that. Niggas know I'm the same nigga, main nigga. Know you heard about that, been moving that word. Stayed away from them lame niggas. Paid for that track, boy.
Straight loud,
we blowing
loud,
loud,
straight loud,
we blowing loud, so turn me up,
all right,
DJ, DJ, turn me up,
so
turn me up,
all right,
we blowing
loud,
straight loud,
we
blowing
loud, straight loud,
DJ, DJ, turn me up, so turn me up,
all right,
DJ, turn me up,
so
turn me up,
we blowing
loud. So
loud.
DJ, turn me up. So DJ, turn me up.
Straight loud,
we blowing
loud,
straight loud,
we blowing
loud. So turn me up,
so
turn me up.
All right,
DJ, DJ, turn me up,
so
turn me up.
All right,
we blowing
loud, straight loud,
we blowing
loud,
we blowing
loud. Straight loud,
DJ, DJ, turn me up,
so
turn me up, DJ, turn me up,
so
turn me up,
we blow it
loud.
This is Microphone Masters with Jay Love and Blaze Rock on DubsCNN.